I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. If you have been to one of our Sunday morning services recently, you know we have been preaching a series on the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapters 5 through 7. It's all about humans flourishing. Jesus brings clarity in the moment with statements such as, "You've heard it said, but I say to you." He reveals God's desire for His disciples to flourish, thriving, in living for their God. The psalmist in Psalm 15 gives insights how someone can flourish, thrive, live above the storms of life, or should I say, live triumphantly through the chaos. David writes, "O Lord, who shall sojourn in your tent? Who shall dwell on your holy hill? He who walks blamelessly and does what is right and speaks truth in his heart, who does not slander with his tongue and does no evil to his neighbor, nor takes up a reproach against his friend, in whose eyes a vile person is despised, but who honors those who fear the Lord, who swears to his own hurt and does not change, who does not put out his money at interest and does not take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be moved." The whole idea of living successfully, flourishing, is brought immediately to the forefront with the question, "Who shall sojourn in your tent? Who shall dwell on your holy hill?" Eugene Peterson in the Message translation states it this way, "God, who gets invited to dinner at your place? How do we get on your guest list?" The rest of the psalm, 4 more verses, answers this question. But it begins by wanting to be, desiring to be with God, to be in His presence, to enjoy His company, to live with Him on His holy hill. And to be quite honest, that is God's desire for His people as well. God wants you and me to enjoy His companionship, to live with Him forever, and be in His presence. David answers his question by then stating, "The person who thrives in today's world will not slander, speak evil of others, they will be kind to their neighbors, and they will not entertain lies about their friends." Again, the Message states, "Walk straight, act right, tell the truth. Don't hurt your friend, don't blame your neighbor and despise the despicable. Keep your word even when it costs you. Make an honest living, never take a bribe." If you do these things, the psalmist declares, you shall never be moved. Other versions state, you will not be shaken. Again, the Message, you'll never get blacklisted if you live like this. The outward behavior toward others show the inward relationship one has with God. If you are a believer, have received Jesus Christ as your Savior and believe on His name, His Holy Spirit lives in you, giving you the desire and ability to live in communion with God and in community with others. It begins with wanting to be in God's presence. It continues by dwelling in His presence. Jesus told His disciples this by using the word abide. The Greek word is meno. The truth is, Jesus wants His followers to remain, dwell in, reside in, and stay connected to Him. By doing so, you are connected with the Father. No wonder the Apostle Paul exclaimed, "Christ in you, the hope of glory," Colossians 1:26. Are you finding that life is getting harder and harder? Do you desire to flourish and rise above the chaos, navigate the stormy waters that seem to keep wanting to flood your soul? It begins by desiring God, to be in His presence, to want to live with Him. He is inviting you to be His dinner guest, to come and enjoy His sweet fellowship. This invitation is available for all people. All that is required of us is to accept His invitation. Jesus said in Revelation chapter 3, verses 19 through 22, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and eat with him, and he with me. The one who conquers, I will grant him to sit with me on my throne, as I also conquered and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.